Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Amid continuing tensions around the country between police officers and their communities, several efforts are trying to help find common ground. In Boston, one group's been working on that for the past 8 years. WBUR's Simone Rios has this report.
20-year-old Daniel Rivera has lived his entire life at Franklin Field Housing Development. A third-generation resident of the Dorchester development, Rivera has witnessed a lot.
Growing up here, you see a lot of death. You see a lot of stabbings. You see a lot of not only bad things, though. There's a lot of friendships that are made on the basketball court. A lot of friendships made in the community center. But I would say the bad outweighs the good.
In 2007, Franklin Field had among the highest homicide rates in the city. It was that year that the Youth Police Initiative was brought into the development. YPI is a series of workshops that seeks to break down the mistrust between police and inner-city youth. Rivera took part when he was 14. He says some kids from the neighborhood have a, quote, enemy state of mind toward police. But YPI helps them see police in a more positive light.
There's a lot of one-on-one relationships between teenagers and officers throughout YPI. You know, a lot of personal stories. You get to learn about how they grew up and how much alike we are.
According to Boston police stats compiled by the nonprofit that runs the Youth Police Initiative, 3 years after the program began at Franklin Field, both violent crime and drug offenses had been cut nearly in half. YPI also holds workshops at the Lenox Street Housing Development in the South End. 13 kids gathered earlier this month in the community center of the Lenox Street Development for one of the workshops.
Are there some bad officers out there? Yeah, there's a lot of bad officers out there. But there's some good officers as well.
Paul Lewis, who grew up in the South End, heads the group behind this effort. Lewis says it's about helping officers understand the kids.
We're trying to make sure that officers who patrol this area don't look at you guys and stereotype you guys and think that you guys are, you know, a bunch of hoods or criminals or this and that, because they don't know who you are.
One of the officers is George Diaz.
And you ain't going to appreciate the reason why they stop you, because they're going to tell you that they're going to stop you because they're trying to keep you safe. And I believe that to be true, but you guys may not believe that to be true. You guys are going to believe that they stop you because you're young black kids or young Spanish kids and you live in a poor part of the city.
Diaz tells the kids police have an important job to do.
The commissioner on the police department cannot make white police officers like black children and Spanish children. Let's make that perfectly clear. There's nothing in my rules and regulations says that I have to like black and Spanish kids. But you know what it does say? I have to do my job. And my job is to make sure that you are safe and to protect you.
Facilitators ask the kids to speak about good and poor decisions they've made. Here's 17-year-old Ashley Rocker.
Yeah, the choice that I made was helping my mom and my sisters plan my father's funeral. And it affected me and my sisters because I'm so young and I was acting really strong. And a bad choice I made was disrespecting my teachers and my family and friends who actually cared about me.
Rocker then says something that takes organizers by complete surprise.
My goal is to become a police officer.
The kids who take part in these workshops still have to face up to violence. Daniel Rivera remembers a friend of his at Franklin Field who was paralyzed in a shooting. Rivera says the boy had cleaned up his act, but his past acts came back to haunt him.
And I'm sitting in my yard, and I hear these gunshots in the front of my apartment. And he had gotten shot about 6 times. And I'm pretty sure the person who shot him didn't think twice about whether or not he was still that person that he was after. You know what I'm saying?
Another friend of that boy is Jonna Washington, who's also taken part in the Youth Police Initiative.
If they can bring YPI everywhere, I feel as the world will stop the violence. The world will... violence will end, right now. If YPI was everywhere, the violence will end right now.
Youth Police Initiative workshops are being held in several Northeast communities, New York City, Baltimore, Philadelphia, and new ones are on the horizon in New Rochelle and Hartford. To expand further, organizers say they must persuade police departments that they're not going to arrest their way to safety. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.